This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, slobs, please welcome to the stage your first dancer, Addle Strip Fi.
Sorry, I have to sing my own song?
No, I'll be providing, it's not really a song as much as it is the poem you requested me read, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, and I'll interpretive dance.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Shh, shh, shh.
I've got a big ass, and I'll shake it for you.
Yum, yum, yum.
Daffodils are yellow.
Uh-huh.
Violets, still blue.
Mm-hmm.
My ass is getting bigger.
Cha-cha.
And I'm shaking it anew.
Donk, donk.
Other flowers have colors.
Ooh.
Violets are still blue.
Uh-huh.
I think you know where this is going.
Auga.
So how about you tip me a two?
Mm. Ooh, lots of nickels. Lots of nickels from the house.
All right, remember, underhand on those
underhand,
nickels.
Underhand.
Ma'am, you have been warned. Underhand on those nickels.
But what if I want to hit him with nickels?
Thanks for coming, Gemma. Who's up next?
Up next to the stage. Hold on. I had Addle Strip Fi ready. Hold on. We've got Jay Splits C coming up to the stage.
Woo!
Woo!
Obviously, not me. I'm the announcer, so it can't be me. So
It's not me. I'm Addle Strip Fi.
So J Split C has to be one of you.
What a who?
It can't be me because I can't do the splits.
Huh?
Well, no.
Maybe we start like a clap, like some, one of those like,
yeah, like
amp up the crowd. Like,
oh no,
amp up the
oh,
crowd.
No.
Amp up the crowd.
Slobs in the crowd. Please. A moment of silence. I've just been handed a note. J Split C has been recalled to active duty.
Oh, okay. I thought he was like an android or something.
Is this a strip
he
show?
He wishes. No,
what is this?
This isn't part of the show. This is sad news that announcer at the strip club is delivering to you.
Wait, we're at war?
It looks like he's fighting some personal demons.
Oh, but he calls that a military?
I don't necessarily know.
He's an army in the fight for his mental health?
He's a helicopter pilot, just so we're all clear.
And we really want to throw nickels as hard as we can. Can you get back to the show?
He's worn a beanie with a propeller, but I don't know if that makes him a helicopter pilot.
He's not here. The show must go on. All right, Jeff, it's time for you to step in. Slobs of the club, please welcome your next dancer to the stage. Okay, Jeff, come on.
Bearskin Keef. It's probably bear, like B-A-R-E, Bearskin Keef. But make
how
sure
does that
spell
work for me? I'm Jeff.
I know, but you're
this
also
is the
going
worst out? Opening we've ever done.
Hey, dads and grads. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Addle Rafi.
Hey, dads and grads.
I'm Daddle Rafi.
We missed Father's Day. We were just talking about it. It slipped us by.
Huh. I think slipped by is the medical term.
Slipped by. I gotta ask you guys, when was the last time you went to a strip club?
2018, maybe?
2017?
2018, 2017?
Okay.
Probably summer 2011, 2012?
Went to VIPs next to the IO Theater.
Vips. Oh, you know what? I was probably there in 2017, 2018.
I never went to VIPs. I think it's probably been at least 10 years. I never went to a strip club in Chicago. The last time I went to a strip club was in Indianapolis. But this last weekend, I went and saw a burlesque show.
Star Wars one?
I went and saw a Star Wars themed burlesque show.
May the Force breasts with you or something?
I gotta say,
oh my God.
it was called The Empire Strips Back, but May the Force Breasts Not With You is also very, a bunch of them were saying that was the alt title. I walked into a conversation a bunch of them were having when they were talking about how that might have been the alt title.
Return of the Bed Guys? I don't know.
I will say, though, a burlesque show is very different from a strip club, but maybe not clientele-wise all the time.
Tatooine
works.
Oh, you know who just passed away today? Burlesque Sconey? Might be my new character.
That's the other thing is, like, I don't think burlesque dancers do, like, drag names, because Burlesque Sconey is, like, a good burlesque name, but I don't think... That's like a drag name for a burlesque performer.
How was the show?
How was the show?
I will say, I have two pieces
Job of the Butt.
Job of the Butt is good, too. But again, I don't think burlesque performers, you wouldn't call yourself Job of the Butt if you were doing burlesque, right?
We're not saying that what we're doing is useful.
Okay.
Shake your storm
claiming
pooper?
That we're helping anything and anyone.
Pooper? I think pooper I don't love. I don't love pooper.
Princess Leia.
My two pieces of
two buttocks
feedback. Okay. Have okay, all those other
two D butt?
No,
this
stop.
Is nothing. see penis 3-0.
Boba butt.
Boba butt.
Boba butt. Bubble butt.
That's a normal butt with taffy.
I've had enough.
As it began, it's a parody. It's a burlesque parody of Star Wars. But as it began, they do the opening crawl, and projected on the screen, it said, like, Empire Strips Back, a parody. And the guy next to me started laughing. And I looked at him, I go, that's not a joke. That's not even, that's just what this is. The it's word like the legal, parody isn't inherently funny. Like,
well, how is it spelled?
It was P-E-A-R, and there was a picture of a bear.
That's pretty good.
I was like, that's not great. And then the other thing was, it was a Star Wars themed burlesque show, so there was lots of, like, nerds there, you know, enjoying their nerd culture, which I have nothing against. But fan culture can be kind of, like, a little too much for me, especially when I'm, like, a casual observer of this thing. It's been a while since the pandemic, since I've interacted with, like, I know, like, my nerdy friends, but, like, a different type of nerd that I'm, like, not
horny
used
nerds.
To interacting with. Well, yeah, there were these two horny-ish nerds, like, sitting a little bit in front of me. And during the intermission, they were, like, just, guys, okay, this is JPC's rules for seeing a burlesque show. Guys, don't be gross. Don't be gross. Don't be weird. Those are the only two rules. But
Just because Luke Thighwalker comes out and kisses Princess Leia.
They may have made a Luke Thighwalker joke, by the way.
Ooh.
But there's a way that you can comment on someone's body at a burlesque show that is appropriate. Like, you can say, I can't believe she's dancing like that in those high heels. My legs are breaking just watching her, like, kick and jump in high heels. That's fine. That's like a comment about their athleticism.
But you can't say I just millennia falcomed?
You can't say that. You can't say I just, you know, did 50 parsecs in my pants or whatever people are saying. You can't do any of that stuff. And these guys were doing a little too close to that. And I wanted to, like, just go, shh, shh, shh. I wanted to shush them.
Well, it's just when you do it, it just sounds like a lightsaber, which is kind of analogous to a boner.
Unfortunately,
so.
they would have responded very differently to that.
That's how you shush.
Also, I will say that the all of the people, like the ushers, like the people like taking you to your seats, they all had like lightsabers at, like to guide people in the dark, and I thought that was pretty fun.
Oh,
I
think that's just, cute.
I think that's a normal thing that ushers use. Ushers in the flight.
I wish all ushers had Star Wars lightsabers. Yeah, landing a plane with like a double sided lightsaber.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I think it was Jamie Bliss, friend of yours, JPC.
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday party, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, we did a burlesque class, and it was such a good idea for a birthday party. Because it just, it's like, you got to be really vulnerable, but there it's like you're dancing and there's like fun music. It was a blast. I got to remember that for a birthday.
That sounds very fun. What's the difference between burlesque and cabaret?
I think you're saying lighting. Cabaret. Lightning?
Yeah, lightning.
Lighting. Oh, you said lighting.
Do you sing in cabaret? That's got to be the difference, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, in the musical cabaret, you do.
No,
so maybe cabaret is more like a type of show. This is it's going to have many acts. It's almost a variety act or show. We're going to have singing. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have tricks and goofs and gags.
I mean, this cabaret show was
dancing.
Was like variety act. It was a variety. Oh. I mean, it's all dancing, but there was like different scenes and like vignettes. Ooh.
Well, speaking of different scenes and vignettes, why don't we go ahead and
what a segue.
Thank you so much. And head on over to some riddles. I thought we'd do something. This isn't really too different, but it's different than just outright riddles. What I have here, I have two types of riddles. One for the first half of the show and another type for the back half of the show. Which do we want to do first? The first half or the back half?
Back half.
You want to do back half first?
Yeah.
I'm almost tempted to just do vanilla first half, second half. And go like classic order.
All right. Okay. I agree. To your turn.
But Aaron, I can be convinced. I can be convinced to do the back half first. It's like breakfast for dinner.
I don't have it in me today.
Aaron, breakfast for dinner. What's your go-to breakfast for dinner order?
Ooh.
Eggs and bacon.
Aaron, what? Classic.
Classic breakfast. Mine's a bowl of cereal.
Oh.
I won't cook eggs after 6 p.m.
We went out to dinner a couple of weeks ago to Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget is like a diner in Chicago. It might be other places too, but I know they have many locations in Chicago. And I was shown a picture of our friend Harrison who went out to that Golden Nugget. And the last time that he went, he had ordered a bowl of oatmeal. And I was
Harrison.
Like, yeah, you can't be ordering a bowl of oatmeal at dinner. Like you can't go out. You can't go out to eat and get that. What the fuck?
Are you in a Charles Dickens novel? What are you doing, Harrison?
Have you ever heard of a person ordering a bowl of oatmeal at a restaurant? What are you
doing? No, that's disturbing to me.
Guys, low expectations.
I can see if it's like fancy oatmeal, but it was plain.
I like it, Adel. I heard it.
Anyway, so that's my order, breakfast or dinner, oatmeal, plain oatmeal.
If you ever go back and listen, there's an episode of This American Life where it's all set at the
Golden Nugget,
because it's open 24 hours. And I think it's either just like audio of like people conversations around the table or like they talk to some of the people. But it's fascinating. It's one of the best podcast episodes ever that I've ever listened to. But I mostly just listen to that and this show. So take that for what it's worth.
If they recorded it in Chicago, my prediction is that it's nothing but wall-to-wall cops talking about how, hey, here you got the freaking jab. Yeah, I'm not going to get the freaking jab. That's all I ever hear cops talking about at diners. Get the freaking jab.
Get the freaking jab. So it's all, I'm going to go. I think Erin spoke first and said she'd like to do the second half first.
Oh, sorry.
So,
and I'm fine with that.
I don't know. I was just trying to be contrary, and actually, I don't think that's a great way to move through the world, and I'm feeling a little
good.
Guilty.
So here we go.
Airy, quite contrary. Drink a whole bottle of cooking sherry.
I'm really sick. It hurts all the way down.
That is not meant to be drunk. That's why they say cooking. It's low quality. You're going to have kidney stones for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Fucking rich. I cook with drinking sherry.
And I drink
that's how much
with
money I have.
Cheers. What am I trying to say?
I drink with cooking cheers. Aaron, your tongue, your mouth.
Go.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
This is going to be the second half first.
Okay.
Welcome back from the break. This is Avery Riddle. Let's try our other type of riddles that I had prepared. What's going to happen here, Aaron and JPC, since you're all warmed up from the first round, what's going to happen is I have a list of four items.
Okay.
And you have to decide which one, which of the four items does not belong and why. That's what we have to suss out or figure out. We're going to put on our little detective hats.
Fine, nope. But just this once.
Okay.
So mine shrunk even more. It's so small now.
So, for example, let's find a good one here. So, for example, if I said Bruce Wayne, Peter Parker, Lou Ferrigno, and Clark Kent, which one would be the odd duck out and why? Bruce Wayne, Peter Parker, Lou Ferrigno, and Clark Kent.
In 2023, do we really want to be singling people out for being a little bit different?
Call me Jenny McCarthy, because I love singling people out.
Call me Jenna McCarthy because I'm anti-vax, right?
I think so, actually. Unfortunately.
I want to say, Adel, final answer, C, Lou Ferrigno.
And why is that?
He's the only one of those who is Italian.
I do need to see a scene.
Oh, no.
It's going to be Italian Spider-Man and Italian Batman. This is a Batman. And no, we
I don't
do
know
that
we should do this, but we can.
You're absolutely right. Can you tell me the real reason why Lou Ferrigno is the answer?
Lou Ferrigno, I believe, is a human man's name, and the other ones are characters from a cartoon character.
It can't
scene.
Be that easy, though.
Well,
it can't be that. That can't be the reasoning, because that's too obvious.
Okay, well, Aaron, what do you think the reasoning is?
I don't know, but it can't be like he's the only one who's not a superhero. That would be insane.
I've never seen this before. I've never seen us do a riddle and have one person go, hold on. It can't be that easy.
No,
Aaron,
because like,
we need a win. So many riddles.
It's like as
are
if
so
I was
hard.
Like, banana, apple, grapes, the color yellow. And then we're like, the color yellow is the off one. And you're like, yeah, but why? And we're like, because it's a color. And then I go, that seems too easy. And then you yell at me back. That's what happened.
Aaron, if I may. Aaron, if I may, I chose the Aaron, I chose the absolute easiest grape in the bunch just as a demonstration. So know that these are going to get very hard. And I can't wait to see your little face scrunch up while you're thinking of the answer and wishing, why did I speak up? I should have said
nothing. My face is not little. So little. My face actually kind
of is it
big.
Because he's looking
face.
At us on like a small screen?
Where did that little voice
is
come
the size?
From? This little hoodied man is yelling at me. Okay, so...
You see, the last time I saw you, your face was 3 inches. Look how big you've gotten.
So Lou Ferrigno was the correct answer because the other three are alter egos of comic book superheroes, where Lou Ferrigno did play the Incredible Hulk, but that's the name of the actor who played it and not the Bruce Banner-esque alter ego.
Is this riddle, or is this meant to imply that people think that the Hulk's name is Lou Ferrigno?
You'd be surprised.
Because everyone knows the Hulk's name is Bruce Banner, right? Like, they don't.
With the MCU saturation, of course, we all feel like everyone has always known this information, but it used to be that this was very niche knowledge.
Yeah, it could be. You're right.
Okay. Now that we've established, I'm right.
I saw a guy at this burlesque show. A lot of people were in Star Wars gear, fine, Star Wars themed. There was a guy who was wearing a t-shirt with just the Marvel logo on it.
Huh.
What the fuck is your problem? What the fuck is your problem wearing a t-shirt with just the Marvel logo on it?
GPC, there are bigger fish to fry right now. Let's leave
like
the Marvel t-shirt
fry
guy
this guy's
alone.
Fish.
I'm just saying, there's some real pain says, in the world.
I want to get a t-shirt that just says like Unilever. Or like, I'm like, yeah, look, me, I also love a company. The
Johnson
fuck
and Johnson.
lower back Tatooine. Okay, here's...
Wow, that's
pretty good. From today? We were doing the Star Wars stuff today? No fucking way. That was weeks
Aaron,
ago.
Like the ice shelf moving across the United States of America, causing the Grand Canyon and other peaks and valleys and lakes, I've been moving us forward to do puzzles, but you two have been digging in your spiked heels at a glacial pace.
Babu freak dance.
Well, yeah. Well, duh. I mean, that's amazing. Of course we need to hear that.
Star Wars characters.
Oh, wait, hold on. Aaron's Googling Star Wars characters. Now, this, I need to see what she comes up with.
Yeah. Just give me like 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Aaron, what do you have for Bib Fortuna?
BB-8, but the B's stand for boobs, and then the 8 is boobs.
double B's 8, double B's 8. The B's are for boobs.
Aaron laughed so hard at her saying BB-8 would be boobs, boobs.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Here's what I'll say. We can absolutely continue to just do this because the first half of the show was jam-packed with riddles. I'm comfortable dicking around the rest of the time.
No, give me the next one. Give me the
next one.
I need another one. I'm not on my phone Googling Star Wars characters. I'm not doing that. I'm ready for
real. We all are. No, we're not. We're not. We're focused. We're not doing stupid stuff.
Darth Master Vader Vader?
What is Darth Master Vader?
It's a great time. I want to say a great time. Okay. Well, hold on. Let's get it out of our system. JPC, read off some characters. Let's do a little run.
Hand stuff solo. Sorry.
Well, nothing's going to top that.
A shake a tailo. I don't know. That's okay, could be
I'm not,
something.
I'm not really eating right now because you two are just saying the pun version.
Hando Calrissian.
Lando Calstripian.
Mm-hmm. Calorin job.
Pull Jinx. Jar tip Jinx Binx. What's his name? Jar Jar Stinks. What else? Ooh, is this so God. Fun? I'm trying to make this not fun.
Wait, no, hold on.
Count Dookie.
Star Wars places.
Endorphins.
You're doing Star Wars places.
Endorphins. Have a little fun in the back indoor. What else?
So did we say Salacious Cum yet? Has Salacious Cum been
said?
Yeah,
that was the first one we said.
Great.
Well, that was the first one we all thought of, but we didn't say because we didn't know if that was if this is going to be a long run or complete silence after the first one.
Aaron, you said you needed 4 minutes. It's been 4 minutes. Have you done anything?
I hope you all are having a wonderful carbonite. What else?
Doesn't matter. Well, here's the thing. We only think of them if we're also having to think of something else. So we have to be doing two things at once for...
I did it all for the Wookiee.
Sabuba.
Yes.
Thank you for yes.
Anna Skin, Skywalker. Annie. Fanny. Fanny Skin. Fanny Skin Skywalker. Thigh Stalker. Okay.
Give me the next riddle.
Squatto.
Squatto.
Okay, here's the next one. Rotator, reverser, redivider, repaper. Which of these four does not belong?
Can you read them again?
Did you say repaper?
Rotator, reverser, redivider, repaper. Damn near killed it.
Repaper.
Yeah, Aaron, why is repaper the odd duck out?
Not a superhero.
I do want to see a scene.
It's the only one of those things to not be Italian.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are the famed superhero of Skylight City. You are a rotator. JPC, you are the sidekick of Rotator Reverser, and this is going to be Rotator and Reverser out on their first night patrolling the city.
Reverser, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little dizzy. I keep spinning, and I'm getting some pretty bad motion sickness.
Beep, 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 beep.
How do we move on from that? That's the best.
That's his language. Yeah. That's how he speak.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Rotator, reverser, redivider, repaper. Which is the odd one out?
I want to say repaper.
And that's also what Aaron said. Why do you think repaper?
Because I don't know what the fuck it is. What is repaper? the rest of them might have a vague idea of what they could be. I don't know what repaper means.
So back in the olden days, if you've ever seen the movie Bicycle Thief, someone would steal a bike. And then the old poor man with his son and overalls would put up some sort of little paper that said, like, missing bike, please send a pigeon if found. And they would put that up. But then someone would put glue and then put a new paper over top of it. So they had to repaper the walls. That's how posters used to work. Because you used to have a bucket with a little paintbrush that would go into this glue. And you'd paint on brick glue. And then you'd smack a piece of paper on there. So you'd have to redo that. Repaper. I don't know, dude. It's not that one, so guess something else.
What's the answer? I don't know.
All right, give me the options.
Well. Is this whittle too hard?
I have no memory of the last 20 minutes, so this will not work on me.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Admiral Snack Bar. Admiring Gak Bar.
So the well is empty, Adel. There's nothing left.
You show up to
well,
a burlesque
the
Sarlacc
pit.
Show.
Sarlacc tits.
You show up to a burlesque show. They say, next to the stage, Admiral Snack Bar. What do you think you're getting there?
Hold on. I said Sarlacc tits. Is my mic on? Casey, replay. Make the rest of the episode me screaming Sarlacc tits.
No, you should live in Admiral Snack Bar. You should live in that for as long as you can.
I mean, I'm pleased with that one. Rotator, reverser, redivider, repaper. I'll give you a hint. It's not repaper.
Well, rotator's okay, the only one that's not
okay,
an
is it rotator?
Word, right?
I'll give it to you because I think there was a little pride before the fall where we thought these were going to be a real breeze, but they weren't. So the odd duck out for this is reverser because the other three are palindromes. Rotator, redivider, and repaper are all palindromes. Reverser is not. We having fun?
Oh, repaper.
Yes. Okay,
said
here's a good
the liar.
Wow.
He was telling the truth for once.
Wow.
King, emperor, idiot, jackass. King, emperor, idiot, jackass.
It sounds like the beginning of a really mean eulogy.
King, emperor, idiot, jackass. We lay to rest John Patrick Cohen. Who died at a Star Wars burlesque show, straining his brain to come up with more puns.
Emperor?
Aaron, why do you think
it's emperor? No.
King, emperor, idiot, jackass. That also sounds like someone being like, whatever you say, king, emperor,
idiot
jackass. Like someone
idiot,
trying, struggling to come up with it. Aaron, tell you what, you're right.
Not you a kind of penguin. Right?
The other three are types of penguins, except for idiot is not. Aaron, until today, I had no idea that there was a type of penguin called jackass.
I do want to see a scene.
Do you
want to
see a scene?
Oh,
I know. I got
scene.
It. I got it first.
No.
I got it first. I got it first.
This has never happened. All three of us wanted to see a scene at the same time before. This is the first time we've all been inspired
all
at the same time.
We all wanted to see penguins, on Johnny Knoxville's jackass.
Not
so
me.
Here's what we're going to see. No, Aaron, well, tough cookies. We're going to see, this is just going to be an episode of Penguin Jackass. It's just penguins doing the show Jackass for other penguins.
And sorry, you said this is just Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, like how Jackass is just one person.
No.
Hey, everybody, my name's Little Eggs, and this is called Shitting on Ice.
Who shit on this ice? Little Eggs!
Scene. This isn't sustainable.
No, I want mine.
I realize Jackass is all visual. Wait,
I
okay,
was
going to
be a penguin named Johnny Snackswell.
Do it. Okay, we'll do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Snackswell, and this is... penguin shit.
All you had was the
and
name,
somebody
huh?
snags.
And then someone else finds the penguin shit. Fine, see, whatever.
Aaron?
Yeah, I think we should go back in there. I'm going to reopen that scene. No, I'd like to see a scene.
Huh?
No, I don't want to see a scene anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, we know.
Aaron, you knew that there's a type of penguin called jackass, and you never thought to mention that in the previous 4 years of this podcast?
I actually didn't know that, but I did deductive reasoning where I go, emperor and king are both penguins. I doubt there's a penguin type called idiot because I definitely would have heard about that before.
But not jackass.
So that's how you use deductive reasoning.
This, I got to say, guys, this is kind of, we solved it. That's great. Good job, Aaron. But it also kind of puts us in a weird spot where we just bought and started marketing Penguin Baseball. And now we're fucked because we can't sell shirts that say jackass on it.
Those won't sell
on any, no site will hold that.
Jackass penguin, it's a colloquial name for that penguin. It's not like the official name, obviously, for that penguin. But they call them that due to the species' loud donkey-like noises that they make.
Okay, fun. I want to see a scene.
But they're the size of a penguin.
The size of a penguin and they make the noise of a donkey.
You two are penguins. And you are sitting on eggs and you're talking shit about this new penguin in your group who's a bit of an idiot. Jackass.
Dude, Lance. Psst.
Yeah, what's up? Doc,
do you see the noobs?
Oh my god.
Dude, I walked up to that motherfucker and I balled up my wing and act like I was gonna flap it in his face, but I pulled back and I was like, sucker, because he flinched. I was like, you know who my dad is?
You
this
did
motherfucker
that?
Had yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Holy shit.
This guy
Hey, do you know if he made it yet?
I mean, we would know, right? Because
I would know. Like, everyone would be talking about it.
Yeah. Cause yeah. We, and we'd see them together because, you know, we both, you know, we mate, you know, we
well,
mate all the fucking
yeah,
time.
Mean, yeah. I mean, we mate for life.
Play
yeah,
on,
but
play on. Well, I mean, play on. I fuck for life.
Dude, I fuck like it's my job. But no, my, no seriously, no. My job is sitting on these eggs. My job is sitting on these eggs.
Yeah, yes, we do have to protect the eggs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my wife hunts because I have a sports injury that I can't go out there.
Dude, I remember the exact play. We were playing Penguin Baseball. You hit what we thought was going to be an out of the rink,
guilty
home run. You start. You slid into first. You slid into second. You slid into third. Then you got cocky. You started to turn to the crowd because you're like, "It's out of the park. I don't have to." But then the ball came in. Catcher got the ball, which of course, the egg is the ball. Stood in front of home plate and just absolutely crushed you as you tried to slide in. Just absolutely crushed you. We heard the snap. I mean, we heard the snap.
What's up, fellas? We talking baseball or what's going on?
We talking Penguin Baseball. We don't play that stupid baseball bullshit. We talk about Penguin Baseball.
Lance, this is Toby. Toby, this is Lance.
Yeah.
Toby, you're the new Penguin, huh?
Yeah. Penguin.
What's this metal
Why'd you say
tab
it like that?
What's this metal tab at the top of your neck? Is this a skin tag?
No. Don't touch me.
Here, let me.
What's up, fellas?
Rip it off. Oh, sorry.
Oh my god, it opened up a whole bunch of other little metal skin tags that look like teeth that split all the way down your back. Are you okay?
Are you
Toby,
okay?
Toby, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Your skin looks real loose.
Yeah, your skin looks real loose and it has a little alligator in the upper left-hand pocket.
I'm undercover.
You're what?
I'm undercover.
Zip? Dude, we're all undercover.
What?
I think
you're undercover too?
Yeah, come on, Lance. Come on. You had to have known. We're all trying to catch the same guy.
Yeah. We're all undercover.
Why are you saying it like that?
Unzip your
Don't
zipper.
Don't worry.
Unzip
Let's
your
all
zipper.
Split up and go off in three different directions. Let's all gather these eggs.
Well,
which is
mine
eggs.
Mine aren't eggs. They're Sonos speakers.
We're not sitting on stolen Sonos speakers.
Oh, man.
All right. Are we ready for another one?
I'm ready.
No.
Well, Aaron, then I'll hold tight until we're ready.
No, I don't.
You know what, Aaron? I'll do you one better. Let's go to a break.
Yay.
No, sorry. This is the second half of the show. So let's do plugs. I want to plug. I'll go first. I want to plug a break.
Hmm.
I want to plug a break.
Your Kit Kat slogan?
I guess it's up to me.
He's
to
looking
just
at
one
Google,
more.
Looking at Star Wars.
Star Wars sexy pun. Admiral Holdo, my dong. I think
Darth
I got that
balls.
Nice. Darth balls.
Oh God. GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going
new?
On, Aaron?
Haircut? Would you new makeup? What's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is. You taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... This is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
And yeah, I liked all those Star Wars puns. So let's continue with the first half of the show. And here's a little sneak preview. We're going to do one sneak preview of what's going to happen in the second round, and then we'll do what we're doing in the first round. It's going to be jam-packed. A little preview is I'm going to say four words. You tell me which one. It might not be just words. It could be a whole phrase or sentence. You're going to tell me which one does not fit and why. So here's the one and only we're going to do this round. The speed of light, the speed of sound, mass, and energy. Which of those does not belong?
Okay, we got the speed of light, the speed of sound, mass, and energy?
That's right.
I want to say energy.
Okay, why?
Well, I think the rest of them, with the exception of probably one or two, are measures of distance.
Interesting. Interesting. Aaron, do you have a guess? The speed of light, the speed of sound, mass, and energy.
Speed of sound.
Because it's the only Coldplay song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go find out the speed of sound.
You can't tell me Coldplay doesn't have a song called Mass.
And I'm going.
I wrote a song for you, and it was called Mass. Aaron, you're right with it. You said speed of sound?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you are dead right. Do you know why you're right?
I'm dead?
No, hold on. Whoops. Uh-oh.
It's because when you write it out, it's the only one that doesn't use.
Aaron, can I give you a little hint?
If you went over there, it would obviously be.
Can I give Aaron a hint? Aaron, here's your hint. Lua Ferrigno.
Only one that's not Italian.
That's right. The speed of the sound, the speed of a light. No. The speed of sound is the only one that is not part of Einstein's famous equation E equals MC.
Yeah, that's what I said because it wasn't in the equation. And then
E equals MC hammered.
And then if you do that whole thing.
You know what? I lied. We're going to do one more because I think this will be very fun for Aaron.
Okay. We'll see.
Cornhusker, nutmegger, high heel, tar heel. Cornhusker, nutmegger, high heel, tar heel.
High heel.
I think it's
Aaron,
high
you're
heel
dead
as
right.
Well. Yeah.
JBC, you're dead right. Why do we think it's high heel?
Because when you go over it and then.
I think aren't the rest of them college like sports mascots or whatever?
Very close.
If you scramble those words, they make a word, but I don't want to do it because that sounds hard and I'm really kind of tired and I don't want to do it. Am I right?
a tar heeler is like, that's something from like Alabama or something.
Aaron, I feel like you have the energy of a substitute teacher who assigned a project because she knew she was teaching the next day. And then as the kids present their project, you're going, boring.
Yeah. That's my vibe all the time. I'm right, though. Tell me why I'm right.
JBC pretty much got it. High heel is the only one out of the four that is not a nickname for state residents. And the reason I wanted to read this one, and I thought it would be very fun, is because I thought Aaron might know this. I had no idea you call someone from Connecticut a nutmegger?
Dude, I prepared, this is sort of a spoiler, but I knew that as of yesterday because Connecticut is the next state up in our state series.
Wow.
Check out patreon.com/ariddleriddle. Cornhusker is Nebraska, nutmegger, Connecticut, Tar Heel, as we mentioned, North Carolina.
Aaron, I want to ask you why they're called a nutmegger, but I think you did such a good tease for the Patreon that I'll just reserve my question for that episode. So I will take my question off
air.
I'll take my question behind.
Is it because they eat a lot of nutmeg?
No, shut up.
Is Connecticut the eggnog state?
Yep, shut up.
if it was, I'd move there. The smell of nutmeg is one of my favorite things in the world. Cloves nutmeg and nutmeg, just do it for me. Absolutely.
What about what about onions and garlic and butter?
That's number one.
You promised.
That's the number one smell. But number two, nutmeg, cloves.
Someday, man, I'm gonna get that top 10 smells from you. I'm gonna get that top 10 smells from you.
I've given you 9. I just won't tell you the 10.
Bit by bit, bit by bit.
Wet dog.
I want to know your favorite smells.
Well, we'll save the rest of those for the second half of the show. But for the rest of this first half, I have another type of riddle. These are called spoonerism pairs. Do we know what a spoonerism is?
It's a religion based on a spoon that became sentient.
Yeah, that's right. Joseph Smith found a spoon in his backyard in upstate New York.
He buried it himself.
I'll tell you, I do need a little break. I'm going to go shake a tower. Actually, I'm going to shake a tit, and I will be right back after I'm finished doing that.
Shake a tower, shake a tit. I don't think that's a spoonerism. I think tiggle bitties is a spoonerism, but
shake a tower is take a shower. That's a spoonerism.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Shake a tower. I see. Yes, you are exactly right.
Can you
right
do
now.
That? Take a shower, shine your shoes in spoonerisms.
Shake a tit is take a shit. Just so we're clear. That one's a little more vulgar. I don't actually love using it.
And I don't know if this is real or not, but I grew up my entire life believing, again, this could not be true, that Shel Silverstein created spoonerisms. Shel Silverstein, author of Where the
Side
Ends.
I don't know anything. I can't argue with you.
also wrote, I believe, pretty filthy articles for Playboy.
I was prepared to have my world shook, but then you said something and I was like, well, it doesn't matter to me. If someone came up to me, they were like, I invented spoonerism. I'd be like, great, man, just pump the gas. I got places to go. I don't need to know about your inventions.
I think he also wrote the song, A Boy Named Sue. Aaron, you understand spoonerism?
Yeah,
you know him, right?
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm awesome. In.
Cool, just want to make sure. So these are going to be two clues that when you solve the two clues will give you a pair of spoonerisms.
Two clues. Clue twos. Did I get it?
We haven't started.
Uh-oh.
So here's an example.
Now I'm up here all alone.
Here's an example, and Aaron, just a heads up, I'll probably choose the easiest one for the example. An overweight builder of dams and the symptom of a sick flying mammal. An overweight builder of dams and the symptom of a sick flying mammal.
The symptom of a sick flying mammal?
That's what it says, but it could also be like the condition a sick flying mammal has, I guess.
Are we doing, I don't know, is this beaver? But we have to get, what's the part of beaver that we have to get? We have to get like...
Overweight. An overweight builder of dams.
Like... heavy beaver. Wait, is this a spoonerism in itself? Wait, I'm which part of this is a spoonerism?
So the two answers will be spoonerisms of each other, if that makes sense. Or I guess spoonerisms of each other doesn't make sense. It'll be one complete spooneriz. Here's what I'll say: an overweight builder of dams and the symptom of a sick flying animal is fat beaver and bat fever.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes, now
I get it. Bat fever. Got it.
Got it.
Okay, here's the next one. a utensil used in cooking, plus an overly inquisitive admirer.
Your hand?
Spatula. Catchula.
Spatula catch you if you can.
Wait, the first one is just a utensil used in cooking?
Fork.
I'll change this a little bit. I'll change this because it might be confusing. An item used on the stovetop in cooking. A two-word item used in on a stovetop.
Oh, so it is a two-word item.
Yeah.
Cooking pan, frying pan.
Yep, there you go. And an overly
Okay, I want to see a scene.
I thought she was going to solve it.
No.
She said, a frying? And then she said, I want to see a scene.
Adel, you are a celebrity, and JBC, you are his biggest fan, and you're running to him into him on the street.
On the street?
Mm-hmm.
I hope no one notices me.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, I'm so sorry to bother you. You look like you're on your way to something.
Scooter?
How did you know my name?
You have a name tag that says, hi, my name is Razor Scooter.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I just got off work. I'm a huge fan of yours. I love Hello from the Magic Tavern. wow, you're so much taller than I thought you'd be.
Oh.
I know you're tall, but you're very tall. I'm sorry. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm trying to get around you, but you keep sliding like you're playing defense.
Sorry. Would you mind if I got, a picture? Would you mind if I had a picture with you? I'm sorry. I'm a huge fan. Mr. Kneecamp.
My name is Adel. Do you want a picture or do you want a picture with me?
Your name is Arnie Adel?
No, my name... Oh, no. It's happened again.
I'm so sorry. This is not...
It's okay,
I'm so
Adel.
Sorry.
Adel, it's okay. Just... Hey, I'm Arnie Kneecamp from Hello from the Magic Tavern. About 6.5 years ago, I fell into a fucking subway. Hey, do you want a picture?
Are you doing an impression of someone else on the show?
Arnie Kneecamp.
Which one's the wizard?
I've always talked. Which one's the wizard?
Wizard?
The character or the actor?
I'm sorry. What would be the difference?
Her name's difference, Felicia though? Day. She plays a wizard named Genlevia the Red. Okay.
And that's you, right? You're Felicia Day?
You just thought I was Arnie Kneecamp.
Who? I thought you said your name was Arnie Adel.
Okay, I'm going to ask this once, and I'm going to ask this once only. To be fair, I've turned around 3 times during this conversation. Are you a set of triplets that every time I turn around, one of you swaps each other out for the other?
We're not a set of triplets. rats.
I'm Momo. I'm in case.
That is hurtful. That is scary.
Aaron, lead with scary.
Dude. Yeah, do you call triplets a set of triplets?
No, you call them
when you're trying to collect them, you do.
I got the whole set.
Yeah.
we should figure out what three is called.
I meant to tell you guys, and I forgot. I was like, wait, why do I feel subconscious about my laugh today?
Laugh? You finally got the laugh surgery?
I wish. Someone
got laparoscopic surgery
and told me that my laugh makes them want to K themselves.
Wait. What'd you just say? Who said that?
Someone on Instagram messaged me and wanted to let me know that my laugh makes them want to end their life.
Can you do audio messages on Instagram, Aaron?
Yeah, I think so.
You should just do an audio message of your laugh and be like, bye.
And I was like, wow, you should be really careful and not listen to anything that I'm on.
Okay, here's what we're doing. We're going to stop the... Casey, stop this episode in case you figure out what to do with the last 30 minutes. JPC, I'm going to drive and pick you up. We're driving to L.A. Aaron, we're going to swing by and pick you up. And we're going to go find this...
Why would you lift me this way?
Turn with me.
Protect his neck.
Turn with you.
Support the neck, Adel. What are you doing?
My neck is flopping around.
We're going to go find this person, and I'm going to get my ass kicked. And you two are going to watch it.
Adel tried to pick me up like a bowling ball. He slipped two fingers down the crack of my butt.
And where'd my thumb go? Tell them where my thumb went.
I wish I knew. I feel like somebody just got your nose to me.
It's in your urethra, but I think I jammed it in so quick and hard that it numbed the area.
It could have numbed the area.
Aaron, mm-hmm. Before we move on, I just got to say, fuck that person. I'm so sorry that happened. Here we go. Next one. The bottom of the ocean and a dog that has been bitten by an insect has this. That's a long one.
Sea
the
floor. Bottom of,
yes. Nailed it.
Sea floor and a flea sore?
That's flea sore. It.
Ah.
Oh.
I like to see a scene.
Uh-oh.
I got a really nice flea sore from Old Navy.
Adol and JPC, you're both fleas, and you're like biting a dog or a cat or something, and one of you gets injured on the job.
Mm.
Sometimes I feel like I need a vacation from biting this dog or biting this cat. Yeah. Hey, it's nice to meet another flea.
Yeah, man, I love your shorts. Nope, that's Anthony Kiedis. Never mind. I love your
underwear with a sock in it. No, a sock over my dick. We both messed up.
Yeah, do you colored contacts?
Colored contacts, yeah.
Is that something from...
Yes, yeah. And I loved you in Back to the Future 2.
Oh, you're too kind.
Hey, it's so weird to meet another 5'5", gap-tooth, blonde, weirdo bassist who likes biting cats and dogs, man.
We're just two cool guys singing songs, yeah. Sucking back a couple cold cats and dogs.
That's right. Hey,
want a high five?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Ow,
my wrist. Ow. Oh, that's my bass playing wrist.
That's my bass playing wrist. We should really high five. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but there's another flea over here. I was talking to him earlier. They're a real noob. And, I was like, hey, do you know what band I play in? And they didn't know. They were just being a dumb... Oh, they're coming over. Hey, Flea.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Flea?
Yeah, Flea.
We hurt our wrists. Sorry, don't want to get too far away from that.
Don't
want to
get too
important.
Also, we don't want to get too far from the base that we're sitting on because it might hatch.
Cool,
we
cool,
call
cool,
this home
cool.
base.
Yeah, well, I got to get back to work. Nice
oh, yeah.
meeting you, fellas.
Nice meeting you. What is this, some sort of skin tag?
No.
Yeah.
Anthony Kiedis?
Yeah, it's me. Say it.
Say one thing about yourself.
Shut up.
See,
you have the hair of a 13-year-old on school picture day. That's Anthony Kiedis. He always has the hair of a 13-year-old on picture day.
Is that right? I'm going to Google Anthony Kiedis hair.
All
right, we'll see.
Let's do just maybe one or two more of these.
Cool.
Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thumper's cell phone and a misnamed nerve. Thumper's cell phone and a misnamed nerve. In terms of what we call this as a species is actually incorrect. It's a nerve, not a blank.
Thumper, is that a character? Is Thumper
from
a
Bambi.
Character?
Mm-hmm.
From Bambi.
Is it a bunny?
It's a bunny something.
Rabbit.
Bunny Nokia.
Bunny?
And actually, they say
Bunny Blackberry.
Little Bunny Blackberry working on the Wall Street, picking up the socks and bopping them on the head. It says Thumper's cell phone, but you can still use the word that's in there. They should have used a different word, but it does say cell phone. So it is, it's Bunny phone. I don't want to misdirect you.
Bunny phone.
And a misnamed nerve.
Funny bone.
Bunny phone and funny bone.
Interesting. Okay. It had the word in there. I think they could have just said like Thumper's cellular or something.
I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you're the funny bone, and Adol, you're like the fibula or something. You're like a different bone in the body.
Okay.
Meeting him.
Oh, whoa! Are you the funny bone? Hey, man. My name is Jack. Yeah, and I'm 24 years old. Yeah, and I make $20,000 a year as a
you're the fibula, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm lying.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Put her there. Oh, you squeezed the wrong thing, my man. Please.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
I thought that was well, what we bones call hands. I'm so sorry.
That's okay, man. You're just a little bit of a bonehead. Not your fault. That's just how things go.
How are you playing the drums? Oh, no. Oh.
That one didn't really land.
Crickets inside the body? That's bad. That's bad, 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 bad.
Oh, yeah. Crickets inside the body. I think I've got Don Crickets. Doesn't matter.
The mafioso boss? You know Don Crickets? The mafioso of the body?
Oh, I gotta get out of here. Hey, you know what? It's been really nice meeting you. Put her there.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Just wave this time.
Yeah, you wave and that's just the way the funny bone crumbles. So I will see you later, my man.
The nerve of this guy.
Bye. That's you leaving the body, if you know what I mean.
Hey, honey, I shit out a bone. I'm not kidding. I shit out a bone. Honey, call the cops or call scene.
Scene. Call the cops or call scene.
Boy.
Would you be calling the cops because you're reporting a crime?
I shit out a bone. Okay,
I shit out a bone. This must be a crime.
Let's do another one here. All right. Where to buy a mallard and a jammed portal?
Duck store, stuck door.
Yeah, nice. Babies. Say it three times real fast. Okay, I do
want to
see a scene. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are walking into a duck store.
Great.
JPC, you are the owner proprietor of the duck store. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't leave.
Oh, what?
Wait, did you say hell yeah?
I thought this was like sort of a joke storefront, and I am pleased to see that it is real.
Have
a great day.
No. Please, don't leave.
What's that?
Don't leave. We're actually having a sale.
On the ducks?
Yeah. On ducks or duck merch. Or if you already have a duck, we have sorry. That's my sales alarm. It's only supposed to go off when I get a sale, but I feel good about this. Do you need a duck terrarium? We sell duck tanks.
Woo. Are you not getting a lot of business, sir? It seems kind of empty in here. A lot of these ducks seem dead.
Can I be honest with you? I got it. I will get it fixed. This is a mafia front. We're a money laundering organization, but I really love selling ducks. So it's like the store will never go out of business because we're literally just laundering like drug and murder money. But I have a passion for being here and doing this. So it's like I just love connecting people with ducks. And yeah, some of these ducks are dead. And some of our equipment is guns. And some of the tanks are made out of drugs. But everything that I do day in, day out is to help people find ducks.
You know what? I'm really inspired by your passion. I'm going to take two of these dead ducks to go.
Okay.
No,
okay.
To stay.
Duck sales. Woo. See.
Now it works.
We're going to do... Did I say that was the last one? We're going to do one more. And then we're done.
Well,
we're going to take a break, and then we'll see
the
second half. Yes, of course. Well, you know,
yeah.
Done with the first half.
Though.
But we always say done after the
first
half.
Yeah, we say done at the end of the first half.
This is a grizzly relative and a two-pin lover.
Bear cousin.
I'm sorry, no. not a two-pin lover. Two-pin lovers. A grizzly relative and two-pin lovers. Pin spelled P-I-N.
Interesting.
Bear brother. No, that's nothing.
Careful. We don't want to get sued by Brother Bear, the Jim Belushi vehicle.
Bear cousin and care buzzard. These are pin. Wait, what did you say? Pin lovers?
I don't know what that means.
Two pin lovers, P-I-N. Well, this relates to something that JPC mentioned earlier in terms of a method in which I picked him up.
Yeah.
Bowling.
Does the bowling ball love the pin?
Bear.
So think of a grizzly relative that would be, I mean, they might go watch a game of penguin baseball. Maybe.
Polar bear
and bowler pear.
Yes, it's polar bear and bowler pear.
Wow.
Oh, I'd like to see a scene. You are two friends who are in a bowling league together, and you're just realizing now that you're in love with each other.
All right. Cannot wait for tonight's matchup. What do we think for team name? Do we still want to go with Freeze Tease? Is that still fun?
Yeah, I think, you know, why mess with a classic? Freeze Tease all the way. I mean, we'd have to reprint the shirts, am I right?
Yeah, our t-shirts say Freeze on them, and they are t-shirts, so this would be $32 down the drain.
Do you think that we should have put, like, Freeze Tease on them? Because the t-shirts just say Freeze, and then everybody assumes that we're just, that our, you know, our bowling group is called Freeze, but then we have to say, no, it's a pun, it's Freeze Tease.
Well, look what the word is on. Yeah, I had a lot of people came up and asked if I was a big Batman and Robin fan.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people, to me, they came up and, like, congratulated me on, like, freezing my eggs.
You froze your eggs? Does that mean you met someone, or?
No, I was just telling people that I was doing that because it was letting me get out of a lot of work meetings in the middle of the day. Uh-huh. But yeah, no, I never actually went through with it. I actually don't even know if that's something that I can do.
Gotcha. And also, I'm an idiot. Why would you freeze your eggs if you met someone? Freezing your eggs is for when you haven't met someone. I mean, no judgment either way, but just, you know, I've never noticed.
Why did you ask if I've met someone?
No, I just, you know, I've never, the way that the... You know the disco light that comes down with all the different lights and spins around the room while the black light comes on for the 10 p.m. league? The way that the black light and disco ball are bouncing off your face, I've just never realized how beautiful you are. It's time to bowl.
Ed, what are you doing? That's completely inappropriate. We're on a bowling league together.
No, yeah. Yes. Freeze tease.
Is what I would say if I was being a freeze tease.
Huh?
Ed, I've never told anyone else on the bowling team this because it's just you and I, but I am attracted to you.
I'm attracted to you.
And I would like to...
Fuck! Oh, fuck! A 310. What do you think? Curve to the left? What do you think? Curve to the left? Yeah, come on, help. Help.
I think that whatever I was feeling is gone now.
See,
fuck!
Oh, brother.
I decided that they were having that conversation during bowling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not before or after. Well, that is an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. I mean, it's what I'm just practicing. We're on break right now, but for when we're done with the second half. That's an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle for now.
I was trying to work in how my character had gutter balls.
Oh, I like that.
I was very close to it, but I couldn't quite get to how.
Aaron, do you have anything
you
want to promote?
My angs, I had
gutter
balls.
Oh yeah, check out Sitcom D&D. We're coming to the end of season 3, and it's a lot of fun. Addle, back to you, so we can end with JPC. Anything?
Thank you so much. I would just like to say, Obi-Wan Kaboobies. JPC, nice. You take the plug.
I'll read a 5-star review if you want to.
Addle was on a bunch of podcasts recently. He had a lot to actually plug. That's definitely what just happened.
They're like, please, if you just say the name, we'll get some...
The name of the podcast.
Please. Obi-Wan Kaboobies.
If you want to submit a 5-star review of Hey Riddle Riddle, maybe from a different episode, just go to Apple iTunes, anywhere you leave reviews, give us a 5-star. I might read it on the show. Hey, this one's coming from Hey Che. Hey Che. Thanks for the Christmas gift of Patreon of Hey Riddle Riddle. I asked for a year and you finally did it. Love you and our little goobers. I gotta be honest. You can't give Patreon subscriptions to people. So
yeah, it's not. People have asked. I wish the technology existed.
Sounds like Che just maybe got like $50 or something and fucking pocketed that money and put it towards the Patreon. That's fine as well too.
Maybe they were sent. Maybe their partner subscribed to the main feed and was like, "Yeah, this is the Patreon."
Wow.
The
ultimate prank. The partner just skips. Wow, that's like a gift
in
the major. They just skip the ads for them. They just hit the little button when the ads come up.
My partner bought me the subscription to Hey Riddle Riddle, and I don't listen to Hey Riddle Riddle. A true gift of the Magi story.
My partner got me the ad-free version of Hey Riddle Riddle. It's to the same amount of time. It's just a very loud screaming noise with the ads.
That could be any episode.
That's true.
Well, thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our Patreon, our aforementioned Patreon at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. so that you can hear why people from Connecticut are called nutmeggers. Probably because they consume the most nutmeg per capita, but we won't know until Aaron tells us. Aaron, speaking of names for different types of citizens based on where you live, Jupitonians, little known fact, Jupitonians are residents of this state.
Nevada.
Oh, no.
Bye forever.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Hey there, Discord users and Schmishcord users. That's nothing. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another chatterbox. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by starting your 7-day free trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle or by joining the review crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.